One caravan on the mountains, one caravan on the sea, one caravan made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One caravan raised the dead. One caravan calmed the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One caravan said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy coming to you live tonight around the world on WRB 5050. Glad to have you in here tonight. Hope and trust that all is well with you and yours. We've got a great program for you tonight. We're going to go into one of the astounding mysteries that we are saving for you here tonight, and that'll be the consolation of the 13th sign that we're going to talk about tonight in the age of 20 and 12. A lot of people, or very few people, know about the 13th sign. The 13th sign is the equivalent of the space of time if you would use the lunar calendar. Most people are geared to the 12-point or 12-month calendar of the Gregorian. Now, we know that every 3 years in the lunar, there is a 13th year, or a 13th sign would be a better way to describe it. We would have 13 months added in every 3 years. Well, we know that the 13th sign, which is coming in, believe it or not, here's the key to it, in 20 and 12, December the 21st in 20 and 12, we're going to have the 13th sign. We're going to be right in the middle of it. So we got a lot of things to teach you tonight about this. And let me, first of all, tell you about the 13th sign and how that we would determine the 13th sign and how that we would bring it into correct correspondence to that time. The word is Ophiuchus, and that's spelled O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S. The old ancient astrologers and astronomers included Ophiuchus into the signs. But modern astrologers and astronomers have left it out. You've only heard of the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, the word zodiac is Greek for the Hebrew word Mazaroth, which is Hebrew. So we're going to use the Matharoth tonight to explain to you the celestial sphere that we're going to teach you in reference to what is the Greek zodiac. Now, Ophiuchus, get that, you can get used to saying that, you're going to hear it a lot tonight. Ophiuchus, pronounced Ophiuchus, represents a man with a snake coiled around his waist. He holds the head of the snake in his left hand and its tail in his right hand. The snake is represented by the constellation of Serpens. This is where the superstition of the 13 came from. The astrologers didn't like the 13th sign, and so they just basically left it out. Now, it doesn't change anything other than one thing it might change for you is your zodiac sign. For instance, if you were in Pisces, which is March the 12th to April the 18th, where it actually starts earlier that in the age of Pisces. So if you were born like I was on March the 4th in the Piscean sign of the present 12, but if it's 13, you're not even in Pisces. You are a month earlier, which would be an Aquarian sign. So it changes quite a bit as you go around the sign. And in the ancient times, they knew that this serpent would appear at a particular time. And isn't it strange that the serpent, being able to appear in this sign, where the serpent is being handled by the serpent handler? Now, why would the serpent handler be handling a snake in this sign? If you go by the Greek word zodiac, which you will probably understand more than it would be in the Matharoth. The Matharoth is mentioned in the Bible in the 38th chapter of the book of Job, and it's Yahweh that uses the word himself. So if it's all right for him to talk it, and it means a heavenly band of animals. These animals are star clusters that are created in the heavens by some force and placed properly in a band of animals that go through what we call our band of the Milky Way. These animal star groups are known, the line of the tribe of Judah is referred to that line, and the line of, or the sign of the man pouring out water in the age of Aquarius, that's basically where we get these believers in astrology. Now, the Bible talks about astrology, false astrologers. Now, is it referring to those who took the Gregorian calendar and changed its very nature from 13 constellations and the 13th sign and changed it to 12, therefore throwing everything out of skelter or alignment as it was meant to be in the old direction of the signs? And we know today that somebody has changed times and laws. The zodiac of the serpent and the man, Ophiuchus, he is battling the serpent. Now, is there a time that Satan is going to be loosed? Is there a dark hole that he's going to emerge out of in reality? Is he bound in the deep, according to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation? The Revelation chapter of chapter 12, and verse 7, it says there was war in heaven between Michael and his angels, and they battled. And in this time, he was taken out into the deep somewhere at the point of crossing. Now, isn't it interesting at the point of crossing, that's the 13, right in the middle of the ecliptic plane, where we have one half of the center of cross. There is a cross astrologically made in the heavens, if you notice it, if you keep up with the system as it turns behind the sun. It's always behind the sun, and whatever sign is behind the sun at that time is the time that's represented by the star cluster. And somehow, somebody wise devised the point of crossing on 13. Now, if you add another 13 time frame to that, 13,000 years, you get what is known as the 26,000-year precession of the equinox as it turns on its axis as the Earth rotates. Now, the reason that we have the 13 is that the Earth began to slow. It wobbled. Now, I have said this long ago in teaching on the calendar situation, that when the flood came, it bulged the Earth with the weight of the displacement of the water as it was in the Earth, and it caused the Earth to change from a complete circle, which was at that time 360 days in its rotation around the ecliptic plane. It took 360 days to revolve. With the bulge, a slight wobble created through the flood, and it went from 360, which is perfect rotation times 12, to the 13 signs that it would take to represent the 13 constellations, because one time we have this rotation thing in the heavens to meet at the point of crossing, and this one exactly, only by Yahweh, who declared the end from the beginning, brought a picture in the heavens with stars. It's literally incredible how he's done this, to give us the end from the beginning, called the stars out, called them all by name. He knows every one of them, and there's literally billions and trillions of them. We don't really know. He knows. And then he placed this at the point of crossing. It's called the point of cross. And at this time, in December the 21st, in the year of December, in 20 and 12, we have this astrological event where officially the point of crossing will bring light over the dark hole under the Milky Way. Right in the center of this Milky Way, at very center, is a deep dark hole where I believe that Michael and his angels took Satan and his angels and locked them in this abyss, this dark bottomless pit, you might call it, with all of the energy going in, not pushing out. Now, with the advent of the light, this is astrologically correct, with the light shining down the dark hole, the pyramid itself is nothing but a revealer or a prophetic sign in the midst of Egypt, and all of the wise men of that day knew that the Father had declared the end from the beginning, and they built a pyramid to reflect the signs of the times. Now, the pyramid sits on 13 acres. That is a clue. There are 12 constellations in the present 12 sun cycles that the astrologers use. Now, they're the false astrologers. The true astrologers would have the 13th constellation going around the Alpha, and Yahweh himself is known as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, when we put this to the point of crossing, then we would mathematically look on the chart, and it would be at the point of 13. Well, here's another interesting aspect. It shows you how much these ancient wise men knew. The Mayas they also was fascinated with the number 13. Most of the people that are superstitious and fearful, they don't want the number 13. Yahweh used the number 13 because he had 12 apostles and he himself was the 13th, representing the 13th. Now, one of those was the devil. That again brings it back to 12. Well, we have now 11 of the apostles chosen, one of them being a devil. He was discarded or cast out. And then another took his place. So now we're back to 13, which the Mayan calendar places at the 13th point in the center of the Milky Way. Only Yahweh would know this, that he would make this Milky Way 13,000 years for the point of crossing. In other words, it would take 13,000 years to cross. Well, amazingly, 13,000 years ago, we had a point of crossing. At that time, we had what is known as a pole shift. We had a drastic change in weather. We know that animals that were eating in a tropical zone at that time was up in the North Pole. If you look at the celestial change of the cross, we have north and south, an ecliptic line running north-south, pointing in that line. We also have, at that time, we have an east-west crossing, and the crosshairs will be looking like on a scope, a rifle. Say you got a scope on a rifle, you got the crosshairs. That's the point of crossing, and that's equal to 26,000 years to cross that line that you see there. Well, if we have that line at the point of crossing at 13, then it's strange that the 13th constellation, which would cross at that point on December the 12th, or December the 21st, in the year 2012. And these are fascinating things that only Yahweh in the Zodiac or the Maserah could prefigure. With the Mayans, were they that much ahead of our old astronomers who falsely, the Bible speaks about the astronomers, false astrologers, and this is where that comes from. They denied the 13 constellations, brought it back to 12, and set it in a false setting, meaning many people who think they're born in a certain sign would actually be born later or earlier, depending on the ecliptic plane. In this case, it goes clockwise, in the sense that it turns in this direction to show you that there's 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night, with the ecliptic plane deciding what event would be placed at that time. Would Yahweh know, with the center of the universe at 13, with the Mayan calendar stopping at 13 points? Did you know that the electronic or electromagnetic point is now at 13? We're almost at the point of crossing. Now, I predict that this will be astrologically an event that is placed in the heavens, supernaturally, predestined by Yahweh himself to give us this point of crossing. At this point, now enter the man in the age of Aquarius. And I've done told you in Luke 22 and 12 that the Messiah spoke about the age of Aquarius for the Passover, or the point of crossing. When Yahweh told the Israelites to put blood on their door and wait and stay inside on that night, that was a great slaughter of the firstborn. Here we're coming to the age of Aquarius in 20 and 12, where there's going to be a point of crossing already destinated by the sign of 13. Now, let's go back to the 13 tribes and find out how we got 13 instead of 12. Jacob had 12 sons. We know that for a fact. Now, we know that, Judah got in trouble back in Genesis 38, and he produced sons that were miscegenated with the blood of Cain. Yahweh was highly displeased with that. And so then, with the sons of Joseph, Joseph himself being the sign of Aquarius. And the 13th sign would be the Aquarian sign in the age of Aquarius. So Yahweh himself represented a 13th son. We have Jacob adopting two of Joseph's sons. That would be Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh being the elder and Ephraim being the younger. Therefore, Jacob crossed his hands, representing where the picture of a Confederate flag. That's why the Confederate flag should be loved and adored and should be the rallying point for the 13. 13 stars represent or make up the Confederate flag. Now, we know that the American flag, which now holds, 52, 53 stars? I don't know. Anyway, we've added from the original 13 colonies. It used to be 13. But we began to expand and control other territories, like Guam and like Puerto Rico, and or I think maybe, I don't know where they've ratified the statehood in Puerto Rico. I think they're going to. But we have 51 stars instead of 48 that we've expanded to and was there at 48. Well, that's the band of a 12. Four 12s is 48. Four equal on the elliptic plane to the circle, we would get the 12 tribes represented by the three constellations, which would be 36. Well, now we have what is called Yahweh himself putting the 13th sun into the circle. Well, we know that the circle can only hold 12 on the 30-degree mark. So we have 30 degrees built into 3 times 4 is 12, and we would have a complete circle of 360 degrees, but we got 13 suns. Now, what Yahweh did marvelously, and a lot of people don't understand why, he took the tribe of Dan. Dan was an unusual tribe, and they loved the water. They didn't love the earth. They loved to be on the water. The Bible says that they loved the ships that they abode in. They gave up their land possessions and donated it into the 12 tribes, and with Yahweh inheriting the two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and with Dan moving out of the circle, we have what is known as the 13 tribes. Dan outside the circle in an international setting, not belonging to the laws of the land. It's in what we call maritime law. They abode under the different law that the 12 sons of the earth would be. So Manasseh moved in where Dan was at. And he became the 13th son, with Dan outside, becoming the judge of the 12 inside, representing the heavens, and Dan fell into the top of the world in the ecliptic. He went north. Due north is Denmark, or Greenland. I was stationed in Greenland, and it's due north. Now that we're having an influx of change, the true north, or the magnetic north, is moving at a rate of about 18 miles a year off the plane. This is the danger point when it reaches 13. It could possibly, we could possibly have what is known as a magnetic pole shift. that the north would become the south, and south would become north, and east you would have the sun coming up down in the west as opposed to the east. Now then, question. When we navigate in the heavens, what is it that we use for a measurement? It is the polar star due north. That has not changed for over 4,000 years. That has not changed. It's remained constant. That's the polar star. At one time, at the point of crossing, we know by the measurement of the stars going back in time that at one time it was the star of Alpha or Draco, the dragon. That's the dragon star, 13,000 years ago. Well, now, with the warning signs of a imminent shift of the magnetic poles, this could be one of the possibilities that the configuration of the animals as they band around are now coming to the point where the ancient astronomers didn't pay much attention to the 13th sign. They knew it was there. But when it represented the snake, either to hide it or they were avoiding it or didn't want to talk about it, they left it out. Now, calling attention tonight to you who need to know these things, the Bible says that these things could come upon you unaware. To be prepared that the crushing of the snake, or the handling of the snake, the snake master, that would be the Messiah, he came and beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Satan has got a planet, and I talked about that Yahweh himself took that planet out, and we have the debris from that planet in what we call the asteroid belt, where we have a lot of junk just floating out and ring around the space where this planet used to be. It's no more. And so then, we have all of the indicators that Yahweh has given us to point toward a day that we should look up. You know what Yahweh said in Matthew chapter 24? He said, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Look up, because you shall see great signs in the heavens. Fearful signs. Now let's just say that when we turn one more sign into the 13th sign, we will be exactly in 20 and 12, where in the forefront, right between the sun and earth, as it is between us and an ecliptic line, we have the serpent handler displayed in the heavens. If you could see the star signs in the heavens, you would see a man and a band of stars holding a giant serpent in his hands. And the Bible says that he shall bruise thy heel, and you, the serpent handler, that be the Messiah, I beheld Satan like lightning fell from heaven, you're going to bruise his head in Genesis 3:15. Now, the one that made the Pleiades and Orion mentioned in the 38th chapter of the book of Job, and also mentioned in the book of Amos, twice in the Bible, these constellations, Orion and the Pleiades. Now, in that belt where we have the point of crossing, where the Egyptians, or whoever made the pyramids, I don't think it certainly was not the Egyptians, I believe it was the shepherd kings who came in to Egypt long before the Egyptians, who now live there, taking credit for building the pyramids. They didn't build it. They didn't have the knowledge. They don't have the knowledge now. At no time in the past have they ever proven that they built it. It wasn't a tomb for the pharaohs. This was an astrological event station built upon the earth with mathematics and geometry and all of the above into the heavens where we have perfect pi. This is perfected mathematics. Yahweh built, according to Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19, easy for you to remember, that right at this point in 2012, December the 21st, we would have the Ophiuchus sign directly behind the sun, representing the one that can handle the serpent. Now, let's see this event unfold. Now, we have, I believe, as above, so below, we have the pyramid. We have every building that we hold in question of who built it. We also have this same event, astrologically, on Mars. Some say it's also on the moon. That these alignments are in 20 and 12 at the ecliptic plane at the point of crossing. We have a direct vertical line from one point as we go through the points, pointing directly in 20 and 12 toward the north. The other line, of course, will be south. Then the crossing line on the plane for the 13th crossing would be east to west. So now we have the time of the loosening. That is, that shows Yahweh reaching into the deep black hole, spiritually speaking. I saw a great angel come down from heaven with a chain in his hand, and he bound him for 1,000 years. Then, later, we have the same angel declaring in a book, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, and he loosed the serpent. And this is the picture of the 13th sign. Ain't it wonderful that we've got 13 suns to represent the 13 constellations in heavens, and each one tells us a beautiful story, especially about the Aquarian sign, which if you were a Pisces and you added the 13th sign and changed what the astrologers and the astronomers have falsely placed in heaven as 12 when there was actually 13, you put that back in, it backs you up exactly 30 days. So you would actually be under a different sign spiritually. Now, by natural, you believe it, the sign believes, starts in Aries and goes around. That's not true. That is false astrology. If you start with the correct sign, it would be when the sun came in through the woman. Well, we've got Virgo, the woman, with the link in the Sphinx. People say, well, why was the Sphinx built? Well, it was built for you to know that the pyramids were built to declare the 13 constellations at the point of crossing, and the Sphinx was to show you, the word Sphinx means the joining. A ring is a symbol of unending Alpha Omega, or the beginning and end. Has no beginning, has no end. A ring is like it. But if you start somewhere and enter the ring or cut the ring at an entrance point, instead of starting it like the false astrologers do in the constellation of Aries, you would back it up to Virgo, the Virgin. That's where the man, the Son of Man, entered the picture. He didn't enter through a realm. He entered through a woman. And there's your picture right there. Well, if you go all the way across the circle in fullness, you will come to the point of the lion. The lion would be the point of ending and beginning. So the ring or the constellation under the false so-called astrologers would start with Aries and end with Leo, the lion. Properly cutting into the circle, you would start with the virgin woman, Christ will be born, and then the battle for supremacy between the two seeds would start right there. Now, enter the 13th sign, which is not figured in the equation. It changes everything astrologically as well as astrology. A point of change would be embedded also in that point. Now, what is astrology? You say, oh, that's evil, Pastor Buddy, because the Bible says that we shouldn't dabble, dibble-dabble in astrology. Well, if that's true, then Daniel was not the wise man that the Bible said he was. He was the chief astrologer in the house of Babylon working for King Nebuchadnezzar. He was the chief of the astrologers. Now, you reckon that Daniel might have had a different take on the way that the astrologers of that day placed? Because, you see, we adopted, astrology was adopted from the Babylon era of time. False astrology. Deceiving man. We got to know where to start and where the time enters so that we can get everything in proper sequence. And so, in the zodiac, the man crushing the dragon's head or the serpent's head is giving us a heavenly warning about the second coming. He done come once, got his bride, raptured her out in the first resurrection. Now the second coming, he will come back with his bride to gather his children. And those who have passed on since they were gathered into the kingdom on the day of Pentecost, all of those that's passed over will come back with him. Those that remain will not prevent them to sleep, for Yahweh will bring them with him. And now, how is he coming? What type of spirit will he be in? Well, we know according to the Bible that he tells the angels to gather together the wicked. Now, are you listening? Now, where's the wicked going to be? According to the Bible, Satan and his angels will be right here on earth, as it depicts in the signs of the heaven. It shows you that the serpent handler is coming to hold Satan or to rebind him for the final time. There'll be war on earth. There was war in heaven in Revelation 12 and 7. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Now, question. In the astrological signs, where do you believe that Satan's going to be when Yahweh comes? In the last days, who is going to be there to fight against the day of his coming? That would be Satan. Satan, the Bible said in the last days, much knowledge will go into people's minds. Well, the Bible says that's good, except people use knowledge to gain wisdom, then they use this wisdom to rule and to mistreat or to take advantage to become rich. Satan promises you riches. He increases your probability of succeeding. He gives you big ideals. People are running to and fro. The Bible said seeking rest and finding none. And that's prevalent in this age right before the loosening of the serpent. Now, I was raised in a holiness church. I preached 30 years in a holiness church. This holiness church was a snake handling, natural snakes. They would handle serpents to show and prove that they had power over snakes. Well, I thought that was a very crude way, as I believe that they were wrong in doing that to tempt Yahweh. I never did handle one. I could have. I passed it up. I sat on snake boxes playing my guitar when I was young. I just wanted to, I loved holiness music. And when the music got strong enough and loud enough and fast enough, out come the snakes. And they would handle a snake. And little did I know at that time that my knowledge would lead me into the example of what they were doing. They were handling the snake. The power, they said, was handling the snake. Well, at the point of crossing in 20 and 12, we have the sign of the 13th sign, which is the serpent handler with a long snake hanging in his hands, and he's kettling him or loosening him. I believe it's loosening him out of the dark hole where he's been bound for the 1,000 years. Now, once he's loosed, where's he coming to? It says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you. He can't come till he's loosed. In the figuratively sense of loosening, it happened in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation that we did in this part of the series of 20 and 12 and the point of prophecy. Here it is that we have this sign that we've longed to teach to you about the point of prophecy. You can see that the devil has hid one of the most precious signs in the heavens. And that is the sign, if you study them, and you should, wise men study the signs of heaven. Christ knew about the constellation of Orion. He knew what it held. The ancient builders knew at the point of prophecy, or the belt of Orion in the constellation, there's three stars that cross in the belt. And each one of these belt eyes, the eye of the belt, it points toward a future time at this point in the constellations where Satan himself will emerge from. Remember now, his planet was blown literally out of the heavens. When the war happened, they literally took Satan's planet, Rahab, and they blew it out of the heavens. And it caused the debris of the asteroid fields that we have floating around out there. And now they say that it's more probability to have an asteroid hit Earth than it is for anything else in the heavens to happen. Well, we know that the greatest asteroid to hit Earth will be Satan. We know that the Earth will shake. We know that the Earth will tremble. We know, according to the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, that it will be a time of trouble for Jacob. Now, why, when Satan comes, would he jump on poor old Satan or poor old Jacob? Why would he take advantage? Well, we find in the book of Revelations again, when Satan went out to make war with those that love Yahweh and keep his commandments. What did Jacob say when Yahweh blessed him? He said, Yahweh, if you'll continue blessing me and give me all these sure promises, I will serve you and give you a tenth of all that I ever acquire in my life. Well, Jacob kept that vow to the very day he died. And when he slept on this pillow, he got a grand vision of the angels ascending and descending. What he saw was Satan coming from heaven to earth. And Satan ruled earth with a rod of iron until there was another great event. Then came other angels. These are the angels of Daniel chapter 11 and chapter 12 of the book of Daniel. And there it is recorded that these angels bound once and for all, again, for the final time, they bound Satan, the beast, and the false prophet. These are the three unclean spirits that went out to convince all the people who did not know Yahweh to serve Satan. Now listen to this scripture. Here's where it gets very, very precarious. Satan is coming with all power, with all signs, and with all lying wonders. What's he going to do? He's going to cause everyone that live on earth, whose names are not written in the Lamb's book, to what? Receive a mark in their forehead or in their hand. Now, we've got these people that are fearmongers that are saying, oh, you're going to get a stamp at some time in the future. You're going to have to be stamped, or you're going to have to get a chip or this or that. But let me tell you something, spiritually speaking. When Satan invented something that everybody would follow, and the number of that invention was 666. Now, in some future event, we will try to teach on the number value of a name. Because The Bible didn't say it was a chip. The Bible didn't say it was something that you're going to take and to be injected under your skin. The Bible says that this is a name of deception, a name of falsehood. He will cause all to receive this name in their forehead or in their hands. That means they'll support it. And it's a false name. Now, my question to you, what name do you believe in the heavens that's been forecast in the heavens, and these mythical gods who in the heavens were given preeminence, such as the Greek and Rome that worship these mythical gods? One of those mythical gods was Ea. He was an Egyptian deity, and the 16 saviors that's already mentioned in time to duplicate the point of Yahweh himself coming later into the earth and becoming a man. Now, that's marvelous. Now, the name that he brought from the heavens was started with the book of Genesis and was revealed in the book of Exodus chapter 3. He finally told Moses to go back and get his children. Moses said, by what name or by what authority put this in my mind or in my hand? Tell me what name that I should use. 99% of the scholars who know Hebrew are under the impression that I am, that I am, is a causative verb to be. Hayah Eliezer, Hayah. I am, YHWH. And from this name, Yahweh began to lead his people out of Egypt. And he chose Moses, wise in all of the wisdom of Egypt. Moses knew all of these signs. The Egyptians were famous world over, and still are, astrologers and astronomers. They knew how to direct and point and interpret the heavens. Moses was skilled in this. Now then, when we get into the new era of the Greek-Roman Empire, we have a change into the new covenant as the New Testament is written. This is all written in the stars and the heavens also. There's a word value and a name value to every name. Now, it's going to disappoint you when I tell you how that they notably came up with the name of Ea Zeus. They selected this name because it had the numerical value of 888. All of the signs at this point were at 8 degrees in the ecliptical plane as they tilted in the point of 8 degrees. They moved from 8, which is a new beginning, to 12 o'clock high, which is the ecliptical point, and it created a cross. And then we had what is called a New Testament. In this, these men crept in unaware and took out skillfully the name of Yahweh. And they inserted a name that would deceive the very elect, and this number is 666. Write for my free tract, and I will send you. The word Jesus in Hebrew means horse, with a value of 666. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ain't his name. It never was his name. His name was hidden by the translators as they went into the heavens, depicted as the serpent who would bite the heel of the seed and the offspring. And I myself wondered for 30 years. My brother Parge here with me tonight from Illinois, and he was deceived probably that long or longer. And we've all been deceived by the beast that was and is not and has a number value of 666 written in the heavens. It is not a chip, although that will be part of the aid of rounding up in the New World Order. That just makes sense for you to be carry a card. Right now, you got to have a credit card. You can't even get on an airplane without a credit card. You can't buy an airline ticket with cash. They won't sell it to you. And that's how they're tightening it down to where they can control with a number. Now, we do know that the bar scanners and the barcodes, a lot of people have looked, and it's 666, and therefore they fear that card or that number even more. But let me tell you something they don't fear. Somebody's deceived is always looking for something else to get them instead of what really gets them. This name, which is now the most worshipped name in the world, is a name of deceit. It promises them life, but in reality, he don't exist. There is salvation in only one name. Now, if you go into the Bible, for instance, if you went to the book of Isaiah, 12 and 2, or the book of Isaiah, 26 and 4, you would see that salvation is only in the name of Yahweh. Our problem is they changed the name from Yahweh in the original language to Lord, or to God, or to both. The Lord God said, there being many lords and many gods, they never stop to figure out his name. The Bible said a man of wisdom, this is in the book of Malachi, or Micah, the man of wisdom will see his name. Do you see it? Is it written? Are you going to have to wait for the serpent handler to loose the snake who is going to come down here? Let me tell you how he's coming. It's very clear in the Bible. He's coming as God, Almighty God. Now, that would be Jesus. Most people believe that Jesus is God and the Savior. So he's coming in the name that he's created. He's got everybody to trust in him. He's going to come as God, according to Paul, in 2 Thessalonians. He's going to come and he's going to sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And here's the word. Listen to it very carefully. And he deceived all of those upon the earth whose names are not written in the Lamb's book. Now you see who? You see, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Notice the 13th sign now coming into play. Have you ever wondered why you haven't heard anybody preach or teach on the 13th sign? I preached on it on WWCR years ago. Tonight we are telling you in the series that we're doing on 20 and 12 and the pyramids, linking both into the astrological signs in the heavens, declared from the beginning of time that the end is already written in the heavens. All you got to do is follow the roadmap. With the serpent on December the 21st in 20 and 12, astrologically, at the point of crossing, we have a perfect cross in the sky. The crosshairs, you're going to stand in the crosshairs and behold, with the man in the crosshairs, that would be the Messiah, with the snake held high in his hands, and then the battle is on. Yahweh will actually drop him, move the barrier, the restraining chain. He'll cut the chain, and Satan and his angels will be permitted one more time to come to the earth and, if possible, deceive the very elect. Look for that. But in the meantime, Yahweh is going to bring about a renewal, an opening of the ones that he's chosen from the foundation of the world. He's going to renew their strength. Because in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, he says that blindness in part has happened to Israel. We've been blind to these things. Did you ever know about a 13th sign? Or have you read your fortune? You know, these 12 liars that write that they can tell your fortune in the stars, written in the stars. They never tell you about this 13th sign because it messes up their little plan. Satan didn't want you to know that Judas in the 12th was a devil. But the Bible said he was a devil from the very beginning. Why did Yahweh tolerate him so long? Why did he give him the chance by knowing he was a devil? Why did he turn him loose? Just like in the heavens, astrologically and astronomically, he's going to loose the heavens in out of the black hole. Satan is coming with all power, lying signs and wonders, and would deceive the very elect. He's going to gather the armies of the earth, all the kings, captains, and the mighty men, and we're going to gather one last time the forces of evil, and we're going to bruise his head for the final time. He's going to kill many of our soldiers, our prophets, and our teachers, and our believers. He's going to put us in chains. He's going to put us in synagogues to be delivered up and scorned like they did the Messiah. We'll be put in concentration camps because Satan will have an obstacle in his way. That's when you will stand up. You'll point into the heaven and point out that Yahweh can handle you, serpent, like a lightning strike from heaven. Yahweh is going to place us in the path of Satan. Those that love Yahweh will do exploits. We're going to tell people about the name. And if you ever notice that more and more preachers are using the name of Yahweh as opposed to Jesus, some used to. That's people ain't made up their mind. They ain't sure. They ain't two names. There's only one name given under heaven. These, we got even people in Yahweh's name. They'll think up of a substitute name to replace Yahweh's name. You ask them which name's got salvation, they'll say, what's Yahweh? Well, say, won't you use it? Well, we do. Which name do you use? Well, I use Yahshua. Well, Yahshua just means that Yahweh is salvation. Don't say Yahshua is his name because there's no salvation in Yahshua. And yet, these dumb, blind, ignorant, and I've got friends that do this. They're good friends. But I don't draw any line in the sand. I remove the line and come over and kick sand up in their face of their blindness and refusal to use the only name given under heaven. So let's get in his name. You listen, Pastor Buddy, in the Shepherd's Call. And tonight's message, remember this name in the heavens. It's the 13th sign. Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. That's the 13th sign. You'll pronounce it O-F-F-E-E-Y-O-O Cus, C-U-S-S. Ophiuchus. The consolation of Ophiuchus. The 13th sign in the heavens and the consolation. So, keep that in mind. Call me tonight. Here you go, 423-351-1082. And our address, mailing address, it's changed for you old listeners. And we'll be back here tomorrow night. That's on Saturday night, sponsored by Brother Mark and the boys. That'll be Post Office Box 568. Write me a letter. If you'd like to have the beast name, you're going to be surprised. You're going to be hurt. If you've never seen it in print, to where we can hook it together and prove to you that a name that you believe that you live by could be a name of deception. And he's going to deceive the very elect. So don't be deceived. Order our track on the name and the number of his name. Praise Yahweh. Both of them has a number and both of them has a name. One of them is evil that you think is good. And one of them is good that you think is evil. You'll be surprised at the difference. Write me again tonight at the Post Office Box, 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Just write Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. Or you can call me tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Now over to 5050. We're a little bit disappointed in the reception and the reports that we're getting. We've lost a lot of shortwave listeners by going to 5050 because it don't seem to reach out. If you have any trouble with reaching out or picking up 5050, I'd like to hear from you. Or you can call WWRB, talk to Dave, the station manager, and he'll be glad to take your complaint and write it down. We need you to call in if you're having trouble of reaching our radio program through 5050. We need to hear about it. We've had a lot of complaints. We don't know if it's a time shift or whether it's not as strong. Wilson, if you're listening tonight out in Texas, maybe you could give me a call and give me a report on the reception. You're pretty good at doing that. And some other people around the country, just give us a call. We love you tonight, and we appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 5050. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And keep yourself from idols, little children, and look up, because the serpent handler is moving into the sky very soon. Great things are happening. Now is the day of salvation, and that is in the name of Yahweh. I love you. Yahweh bless you.